My cab ride here, the cab driver said to me, New York is the craziest city I have ever lived in. And I went, where are you from? And he goes, Rio. I'm like, isn't Rio the most violent city? I mean, that's got to be crazier. And I said, Rio's crazy. Rio is totally crazy. And he goes, no, everyone in Rio is crazy, but they're from the same place. He goes, in New York, you have crazy people from everywhere in the entire world. That sounds exciting. I got to say, I was like, it's like a floating asylum, but the food is amazing. You know, it's like, great. But then I was like, is it really that there's more crazy people here, or is it that we just interact with them more because of public transportation? Like, that might be what's really going on. And I love taking the subway. Does anyone else take the subway and just go, you know, when I finally lose it, like, really just crack? What kind of crazy person would I like to become? And you're like, here are all my options. Like a living guide to the possibilities, like, what color is your foil hat? Like, that is... And I was on the train, and there was a guy walking up and down the car, just laughing hysterically, pointing at I don't even know what, and laughing. It was the type of joy that puts people on edge, right? Because it was kind of like... That could turn at any time. And he sat right beside me, and I was wearing a long leather jacket. And I have to admit, I was kind of freaked out when he sat beside me. I got nervous, and then he just leaned into me, and he went, are you a Blade Runner? And I went, yeah. And then he saluted me. And got up and started laughing and walking away. And I was like, oh my God, I just met my mentor. That is my goal right there.